How about it's a miracle I'm living this kind of life?
Absolutely.
It's a miracle that I'm yes, I'm a believer. Yes. It really is. All right, here she is. Keep doing what you're doing. It's the brand new single on Praise 104.1. That drive just gave me life. I got to tell you about it. It was so good. Keep doing what you're doing. Anita Wilson in studio. I thought I'd give our listeners just a sneak peek of the listening party that we're about to do during lunchtime. But I got to tell you, you got to pick up this record because I'm looking at some of the folk featured, like Tommy Sims.
Yes.
Wow. Writer extraordinaire, singer extraordaire.
Yes. Grammy-winning producer.
Ooh, I could hear the textures, both of y'all textures on that already.
It's a beautiful song, a duet that we did. It's called Reasons, Don't Take Your Love Away.
Ooh.
So to me, it's kind of an ode to the beautiful duets we used to hear from Quincy Jones, you know, with James Ingram and Patty Austin, those beautiful songs. So I was honored to have him and these other artists on there. Just amazing. Yvette Flunder
and Avery Sunshine.
Yes.
Like together,
yes.
I can't wait to hear that one.
It's a good old church song. It's a great arrangement of the hymn "Oh How I Love Jesus."
Okay,
which is one of my favorite hymns. Mm-hmm. So yes, I grew up listening to Yvette Flunder, the Hawkins.
Yeah,
were my favorite. So even as a little girl, before I knew I would have a raspy voice, I connected to her raspy voice. I love the emotion in it. So just a beautiful full circle moment.
For the Yvette does thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Yeah, Yes,
that's Yvette. That's one of her songs she did with the Hawkins.
Yes.
And then Anaisha. You've got Anaisha Figueroa Cooper on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We sang a song called Time After Time.
Ooh.
It kind of gives a 90s feel, like the Faith Evans and Mary J. duets back in the day. So there's influence for all of the songs on here. But I was just honored that Anaisha, Tommy, Bishop Flunder, and Avery consented. I love it. Beautiful songs. They turned out beautifully. I hope y'all like them when you hear them.
Man, I'm so excited for you. Grammy nom. That's right. You were Grammy nominated and all of that, all on the first record.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it because we're going to do a behind the praise where we could really talk about the emotion of things that you felt going into the record. But I just want to share with our listeners, first record out, all of that, all of those things happening, and now sophomore record and out on the road, and you doing this thing for real.
Thank God. God is amazing. I'm trying to do my best.
Yeah.
This is a very saturated industry. You know, people have a lot of choices of who they can support and spend their money on and tweet about. That's why y'all see me on social networks all day, every day, because when someone says something to me that's nice, great feedback about the album, I say thank you, and I appreciate the support. I never take it lightly. I'm grateful that this journey started later in my life. I want to say I was about 36 when the first album, Worship Soul, released, and I'm settled. You know, any little sometimes we get compliments and go straight to our head. But every piece of it, Cheryl, humbles me.
Wow.
I know God doesn't have to bless me with this platform. I don't take it lightly. So I'm grateful. You know, the feelings behind the feedback is just, talk about speechless. I just always say I'm humbled and grateful because people don't have to support you. People are surprised when I'm nervous every time I sing. And I'm like, absolutely, I'm nervous. I say, when you stop getting nervous, you better get nervous.
That's right.
Because that means you're a little too confident. And, you know, my heel could break. My voice could go out. You know, my eyelash could fall off while I'm singing. Anything crazy to distract what I want God to do through me in that moment. So I'm grateful for the platform and the support and the feedback. And I'm excited, humbly excited about Vintage Worship. I never wanted, when Rick Robinson and I, my producer, my writing partner, when we set out, we prepared a year in advance for Worship Soul. A year in advance for Vintage Worship. We had the concept clearly in our heads, from the vinyl album to the look of it, the sound of it. I don't believe in album fillers. You know, we'll do 8 good songs and we'll do 2 or 3 little album fillers.
Mm-mm.
I want to do an album full of
great music.
I sometimes get the question, how you gonna outdo Worship Soul, how you gonna do better than that? And I said, well, that's not what I'm trying to do. These are like my babies. I don't extensions have babies from my womb, but I don't think mothers think like I'm a birth a better child than I did before. You know, these are my babies. So I just want to produce more great music to become the soundtrack to your life, to encourage you not only on Sunday, but all throughout your life.
I love it. Vintage Worships comes out in stores, digital, everywhere. Yes. You could purchase it tomorrow. You could pre-order it right now. So do it. You know, DC, we want them to have a great showing of us picking up this music, showing that we support gospel and inspiration music. And we really do love Anita Wilson. So
I love DC. Pick this up. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Pick this up and check it out. Check it out. Watch all the interviews and everything that we do on our website at praisedc.com. She's going to go and have lunch with some listeners. Yeah. And we're going to dig deep into our Behind the Praise a video, so make sure you stay close to us. Vintage Worship in stores tomorrow.
Yay. Thank you, sis. Cheryl, I appreciate you.
All right. It's Praise 104.1.